Hey, SEC family, thank you for joining me today for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about why taking the high ground helps you win. Always take the high ground. What does that mean? Does that mean to let someone walk all over you? No. It means always do the right thing, whether the other person does or not. If they insult you, you treat them with kindness. If they're unloving to you, you be loving to them. If they're resentful to you, you be forgiving to them. If they're mean to you, you be nice to them. You cannot control what other people think about you. You cannot control what other people say about you. But you do have 100% control over how you respond. And that's your choice. You can be better and respond with grace and love and kindness that pleases God. The classic chapter on taking the high ground with these types of people is Romans 12. Romans 12, 14 says, "Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them." You say, "Jerry, I don't have anybody persecuting me." Then cross out the word persecute and replace it with the words makes you crazy. Ask God to bless those people who make you crazy. Yes, ask God to bless them, not to curse them. The people who irritate you, the people who make you crazy, this right here, this verse is the real definition of love. Real love isn't loving someone who's lovable. It's easy to love lovely people. Real love loves the unlovable. Real love is loving the unlovely. Real love is loving the person who at that moment is kind of spitting in your face. You're not backing down. You're not playing their games, but you're also not fighting fire with fire. You respond with love. That's real love. Romans 12, verse 17 and 18 later says, "Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone." Verse 21 says, "Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good." Well, you're taught in our society that if somebody punches you, you punch them back and you hit them harder. Society says, don't get mad, get even. I refuse to be offended and I don't wait for an apology. I just go ahead and forgive them the moment they hurt me. That's what God wants us to do. And then refuse to play their game and refuse to cave in. I'm always going to take the high road and return love no matter what they throw at me. This is what God wants us to do. What happens when you do that, you get the smile of God on your life. Proverbs 16:7 says, when people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. Wow. As your pastor who loves you, I want that verse to be true in your life. I want your ways to so please the Lord that God makes your enemies to live at peace with you. You think about that this week. I'm going to be praying for you. I'll see you next time. God bless.